Oh, I love, this is very exotic, isn't it? Yes.
That's right.
This, then, is the world-famous Phil Hemby Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. And here now is Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
I love the exotic flavor of this, you know, Phil.
Margaret, when you do that, you bump.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
There are people here, Margaret.
I see that, Phil. But I, you know, folks, so you understand. Yeah, I'm going to explain, General.
Well, we're burning daylight here.
I'm going to explain. When I hear certain rhythms, I'm sure most women in the audience are like that, I love to just kind of throw my hands in the air and go, yeah, a la 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 lily.
Yeah, but you're bumping in and your butt. I shouldn't say your butt.
Say it one more time, bud, and you won't have a butt. You won't have...
What's so funny about that? Is she trying to take my butt away?
Oh, relax.
Margaret, don't threaten people like that, okay? Especially when you know you're not going to follow through.
Oh, get a load of homeboy here.
Jeez, Phil. Pretty challenging words, Mr. Ray. She's not going to follow through because I'll call the cops.
What a pussy.
That's me. Here we are, folks. Welcome to the show. Another threat of violence quelled by yours truly, Phil Hendry.
Folks, let me just say something.
No,
wait. I would never physically harm anyone here, but I want it understood that if I wanted to, I could, and there wouldn't be a thing any of you could do about it.
Oh, get a load of that.
That's right.
Oh, there, Miss Gray.
That's exactly right. Anybody wants to try me, try me. But I'm not going to throw the first punch.
Margaret, what's your problem, man?
Man?
Okay, what's your problem, girl?
Girl?
What's your problem, woman?
Woman?
What's your problem, Margaret?
Oh, he's going to cry now.
Phil, your voice cracked. You went, what's your problem? What is it?
I got no problem. But when I say dee-dee-doo-doo, and I'm swaying to the rhythm, and this over here goes, your butt just hit me. Almost as if I'm trying to stick it in his face, which you know full well, but...
I didn't say that. All I said was, you gotta be careful. There's expensive equipment around here, and when you swing your butt, you could swing it the wrong way and damage the expensive equipment. Margaret, it is true.
Well, what are they telling me I'm carrying around? I've got 8 axe handles of ass. Is that it?
No, that's not it.
That's exactly what they're saying.
I don't share their fear. I think you were perfectly fine, but, you know, these guys... Oh, what are you talking about? She almost... What is this right here, Phil?
It's a computer keyboard. Who gives a crap?
Well, she almost sat on it.
I didn't sit on anything. You wish. You wish you had something I'd sit on. What a... You know what, Phil? You don't have a mind. You have something that flushes. It's not a man's mind. You have a toilet.
Yeah, Sherry. The stuff you think about.
What are you talking about?
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret, for that compliment.
Well, don't go away hurt.
Just, you know, you want to get on with the show because we have some important things to talk about.
Oh, yeah, real important stuff.
Well, we do have Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, right, Robert?
Yeah, we got Mr. Santos is on line one. I think it's an interesting conversation. He's talking about something that a lot of us have been bugged about for a great many years, many a day. And
so you're going to give a speech?
Yeah, I am going to give a speech.
Wait, hold on.
He's going to talk about something that many of us have been upset with for some time now. These people are back in. Mr. Santos, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's Robert Leonard.
Thanks a lot, Robert. It's good to be with you.
Let's talk about these people that are backing into parking slots, you know.
First of all, I want to say that, and I speak for the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and that is myself, along with sub-commanders, certainly Major Ellis Newton, and Lou Newton, the heir apparent. When I say that we do back in to parking spaces...
When you're not on duty?
When we're not on duty. And the reason why we do that is we are first responders.
Oh, Christ, here we go.
And I... Who said that?
Look, Mr. Santos, this is General Shaw. You're still kind of on this kick about you think you're an official cop?
I'm constitutionally allowed to place a person on a citizen's arrest. You recognize, General, that if I wanted to, and I had rightful cause, and I was within the proximity of you, I was in the proximity of you, Lou, I could place you under a citizen's arrest.
You could try. Look, General, all of the fisticuffs and the macho posturing aside, we do have the right to citizen's arrest.
That is exactly right.
All right, Phil, I get that. But Santos here is trying to get me to believe that he's some kind of an official cop.
I am an official cop. You know what? Your problem with you is you read too many comic books.
I read too many comic... Get a load of this guy.
Hey, you talk to the cops around here, And 9 times out of 10, you say, you know, Citizens Auxiliary Police, they'll say yeah.
Yeah, they'll say yeah, uh-huh, we know them.
Yeah, and they'll know. They'll know. Yeah.
You are out there as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but not a real cop, right?
No, that's not right. We are real cops. As long as I can place you under citizen's arrest, as long as I have the constitutional power of enforcement, and you willingly give me info, like, for instance, I'll give you an example, Robert. If you're walking down the street and I pull you over, I mean, if you're walking down the street and I pull over and you pull me over, you don't pull me over. If I'm walking down the street and you pull over.
If he's walking down the street and you pull over.
Yeah. And I say, hey, can I see some identification? What would you say?
I'd say no.
I'd say, you know what, forget this. And we drive off.
Now, that's the difference between you and the old Jay Santos. You used to say you'd, you know, do a three-step takedown or some jazz like that.
Are you kidding? We still rock and roll it. Don't worry about it, General. We still rock and roll it. We can still bring it, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. You say you're a first responder, and that gives you the right to back into a parking slot.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know really what the problem is.
Because I saw someone back into a parking slot today that slowed me down, made me wait for this chump. And it, instead of just heading right in, you know.
Hold on for a minute, just
Jesus, here we go.
You got a thing? You got a thing? Yeah, you got a thing. Roger.
What you just said there was, have you got a thing? Yeah, you've got a thing. Is that what you said?
No, that's not what I said. I said Roger, and I was doing technical code. A 3-3 thing, a 3-3 thing.
What's that mean?
That's none of your business. That's a business that says something. Forget it.
So let's get back to this. When you back into a parking slot, okay, and I got to sit there and wait for you.
Well, here's the thing. You got to sit and wait for me when I back out of that parking slot.
No, I don't. You got to wait for me, man. That's the difference. When you back out, you got to wait for all the traffic to go by before you can back out. When you are backing in yourself, you're making everybody wait.
What? Are you serious?
Hey, that's right. That's exactly right. When people are backing out, they wait for the traffic to get by before they back out. When people are backing in, everybody's waiting for their ass. Now, right there, Santos. Now, what do you say to that?
First of all, as a first responder...
Here we go again with a first responder. All right, so let's say you are a first responder. What does that mean?
It means that if I get a text message from Sub-Commander Gleason, that I got to get over a flare drop... Because they've coned it down. I got to get in my car. I've got to get there fast. Okay? Or if there's an emergency of any kind, I have to get there fast. I'd be able to sprint out to my car. And many times I'll say, I'm a first responder. I'll show them my blue armband and I'll sprint directly to the car. And I'll swing the door open. I'll dive in. And I could peel out. You know, Mr. Henry?
No, what do you mean peel out? Get rubber?
Sometimes you have to, yeah. If you want to get going.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like safe.
I was going to say, that does not sound very safe. Peeling out, getting rubber, that means you're speeding.
No, ma'am, it does not, Ms. Gray. It means that I am very conscious of the fact I got to get over someplace. I got to get there fast.
All right, what kind of mail, what kind of calls the Citizens Auxiliary Police go out on that you got to get there fast?
I mean, are you kidding me or something? I just told you, if they cone it down.
What does that mean, cone it down, Santos? You're talking about one of your flare drops? Where you're telling somebody, hey, can I see your underwear or whatever the hell that is?
That's true.
No, I'm not talking about that. For instance, I'll give you an example. If there's a wild Super Bowl party and we have to huddle in and spread out and there's only two Oxfords and maybe they don't feel safe, then I have to respond.
What do you mean they don't feel safe? Are you talking about when you were talking about some of these sports bars?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, and you were saying that you have to get into a huddle and then move in as one. You said, like, you're a thing with 16 legs.
We are, Ms. Gray. In many ways, we are like a spire with 16 legs, because that means there's 1, 2, 3, there'd be 8, 10 of us, right?
That's right. 16 legs.
You're an idiot or something.
I mean, 8 guys, okay, not 10. 16 legs is 8 guys, right? Is that right, Mr. Henry?
Yes, that's right. Why did you tell him, you idiot? Who are you calling an idiot? Sorry. All right, man, so you guys go into a sports bar to spread out. That's called an emergency action.
I've got to get over and support my guys.
All right, let me, if I could ask a question here. What people don't dig about cats that are backing in is exactly what Robert was referring to. The time it takes for you guys to back in.
Phil, if you don't mind me calling you Phil.
Yeah, I guess it's okay.
You should insist he call you Mr. Hendry.
No, it's all right.
Thank you very much, Phil. Thanks a lot, Galen. And
you call me General or I go through the phone.
Oh, yeah.
You call me General or I go through the phone. Nobody's going through the phone around here anymore. Thank you.
Yeah, see? Ha, 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 ha. Ha, la, 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 la.
Excuse me. General.
Go ahead. Do it again. Oh, come on, man. Do it again. I won't. Good.
I'm back. What did I just tell you? I didn't slug the guy. He didn't attack him, Phil. Relax.
Can I get back to what I'm doing, or you guys want to just still sit there doing left hand? You want to work out the left wrist more? Or is it right wrist? I don't even know what it is.
What?
Anyway, as I was saying, backing into a parking space, you think that you have the right to tell me that I can't. But when I back into a parking space, I am saying to you and everyone waiting for me to back in parking space, I'm saying, excuse me, back off. I'm Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I need to, if need be, leap, I've got to leap from the store and leap into my car.
What do you mean leap from the store? I'm making it sound like you got some kind of frog legs or something.
I'm telling you, I can go from the store to my car in two leaps.
Bullshit.
What?
What are you talking about, man?
I'm saying I've got to get to my car fast as a first responder.
Okay, so you leap from the store, one bounce, and you're in the car.
Sometimes, yeah. Okay?
God, you're all panicky again.
I'm not panicking, but I'm sitting here trying to tell you that I do important work for Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I got a bunch of you guys calling me tell me basically that I'm full of shit.
God, man. You know, it's hard not to believe that you are full of it when you talk like that.
You know...
Jay, get some water.
Sorry. Get some... thank you. But, so, as a first responder, that is our right.
All right, Jay, I want to ask you something. As a first responder, not everyone is a first... There's a lot of people backing in who are not first responders. They're just backing in.
That's right. And we adjust... And, if you want to be known as a guy that backs in, have at it. And I will say that to them. I'll say, I'm a first responder. That may I ask you at this particular time and place why you're doing that?
What do you mean you ask them?
If I'm still wearing the blue armband, and basically in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you're always on duty,
Yeah, you're always on. You're always a pain in the ass is what you are.
Okay, General. But someday you're going to need me. You're going to need me there. You're going to need me on that wall. And when you do...
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Jack Nicholson. What are you talking about, man? What I need is a real cop, not some guy in a blue armband, a pith helmet, one hand on his nuts, another finger up his own ass, walking around in circles, asking where the bus stop is.
What?
Well, what does that mean?
What does that mean? I don't know, but it sounded good to me.
Well, I'll tell you something, General. If you think I walk around with one hand on a nut and one finger up it, oh, man.
All right, so Jay... What, so you're actually approaching these guys?
Yeah, that's the thing. If you came up to me, friend...
Oh, I've heard all about how tough and badass you are. If I come up to you and I say, why did you back in? What would you say?
I'd tell you to jam it right straight up the you-know-what.
Jam what?
Jay, all right, Jay, so you're telling people, you're going up to people and you're saying, hey, you shouldn't be backing in.
That's exactly right, if they're not first responders. And I will say to them, okay, at this time now, at this place... I'd like you to pull out, and I'd like you to just, to drive straight in. Otherwise, you are taking up valuable time of people to drop back in when you back it in.
Well, I think, what did you say? Wait a minute. Now we agree. Now we all are agreed. It takes more time to wait for some jackass to back his car in than it does to wait for somebody to back out. Because the guy backing out is always going to wait for the people passing by.
I mean, most of the time, before I ever thought about, backing in, and I was just going head first in and I had to back out, if I was on a call, if I got a call from one of my Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders, I'd just go ahead and back straight out.
Oh, you'd back out even if there was a car coming?
I would basically, yeah. I'd lean on the horn, I'd back out, I'd turn on my emergency flashers, and generally we'd have some kind of a loudspeaker. Where we could say, I'm backing out. I'm the first responder, Assistance Auxiliary Police. Get out of there. Something like that.
What do you mean you had a loudspeaker?
We had a bullhorn that we would use sometimes.
Oh, brother.
Right, we're talking here to Jay Sanderson of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about people that back this new fad of people backing in rather than just heading in when they park. And we've established here, I think we're all agreed, that it takes longer to back in than it does to back out because you wait for the traffic to go by. Now, here's you, Jay, backing in, holding up people. You're not a cop. Yes, I know you're a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer.
Well, Phil, you know, I'd like you to take that more seriously. Because as a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer, I gotta, like I said, if I get a call, I have to, I'll go from the store to my car in two leaps, you know?
Would you knock off this horse dung?
It's not horse dung. I mean, no, I'm not really going to get to from the store to my car in two leaps, but...
But what, Santos? You're not, you got to run out there.
I take off running, and I sprint. And I swear to God, I'm not kidding you. Some people have said, oh, my God, I saw you go from the store to your car. It seemed like you went one, two, and you're sitting in a car.
All right, so you leap to your car. Then you got to be in your car, and you got to be out of there, and you're getting rubber, and it doesn't sound very safe. It doesn't sound as if you're really protecting people around you there.
Well, I am, Mr. Henry, but you got to understand something. You know, I mean, excuse me, water. You got to understand something. I got people... You know, that I have to, I got to go out and find a sub commander if he's got to clear up, if they're trying to spread out or cone out.
When you say spread out or cone out, Jay, none of that is making any sense to anyone. Everyone thinks that you're just making up these terms because they sound cool. But what we are talking about here is this backing in phenomenon that drives me nuts. Frank, I know, goes crazy with it. Get Frank on the phone, please. Margaret, get Frank on the phone. How many times? Why do you go against me, Phil?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, Frank. Hey, yeah. Yeah, Margaret.
Wait a minute. I have a tape I want to play of me interdicting a dude who's trying to back in.
All right, we're gonna play that. We have Frank Gray on the line here for just a moment. Hey, Frank, it's Phil and Margaret. Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, talk to Phil about the guy that was backing in the other day at the grocery store.
Oh, this ass. She was sitting there with her wife and kids, and she's taking her sweet time backing in and pulling up for it and backing in and pulling up for it. And so I leaned on my horn and she looks up all shocked and her wife looks at me and he yells, why don't you take the horn, pound it up and then a little bit left till there's a trickle of blood. Ha ha ha. Man, let me tell you what. I said to him, you know what, why don't you get a man to do that? I said to him, are you sure you married a man? Or is that a lady? And he said, let me tell you, she's all man. And I said, good luck to you. And I backed up and I spun about and went to another store. So
in other words, you just gave them a lot of grief. I thought you did something.
That's what I did. What do you want me to do? Get out of the car and start beating people up? I mean, she's there with her wife, and he's giving me, and he was only 5'1" with a passel of kids. I'm not going to beat a woman up. How would that look if I'm beating him up like that?
All right, Frank, thank you very much.
But I did say, next time, marry a man. And he goes, you can take it, park it anywhere you want, but I hope it's up, left, a trickle of blood, and you have a problem for the rest of your life, you know, having a bowel movement. And I went, ha-ha, you know.
Boy, that's a put-down.
You got something to beat it?
Well.
You got something to beat it?
No.
Then shut your mouth. All right.
All right, thanks, Frank.
But call me up and bust my...
Frank Gray, there. Back on the line here, we have Jay Sanderson of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You had a tape or something to play, Jay?
Absolutely, Phil. I got a tape here of the... hold on for a minute. That's right. This is about a week ago Tuesday. Some joker was backing in, and here it is.
La-da-da.
Excuse me, sir. I'm Jay Sanderson, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want you to know I have a body cam on, and I have a bar recorder.
What?
I have a body recorder. You're back. Are you going to back in?
That's what I'm doing.
Well, I would ask you now, at this time, in this place, to turn around and just head straight and don't back in. Are you first responder?
Tell you what, when you get your mouth fixed, you come back and see me.
What's that supposed to mean?
When you get your... I don't understand anything you're saying.
What an asshole, man.
Actually, that was a week ago Tuesday at the Gladiola Mall.
Well, that sounded like some guy just calling you an asshole.
That's what he did. And so, essentially, what I put down in my report, I asked a citizen to head in and not back in because he didn't like he's a first responder. And he told me, you know, he called me an asshole.
Okay, so what does that do, Jay?
What do you mean? I made a report, and I duly reported it. And for the next time, right now, if we see that guy again.
See, Santos, you're just going around playing cop. You've got no enforcement power.
I made a point of telling that guy not to back in. And he said, why? I said, because you're not a first responder. He said, neither are you.
It was all, I didn't hear that on the tape.
Well, that's what happened. And he goes, neither are you. And I go, I know I am, but what are you?
What does that mean? I know I am, but what are you? It sounds like two children.
Ms. Gray, just back off. We're doing police work.
Jay, you're not doing any police work. You're arguing with some civilian who's telling you to mind your own business as he's backing his car in. And I got to tell you something, man. What are you telling him not to back his car in for? I know you think you're a first responder. And
I am a first responder, Mr. Henry. And not only that, am I a first responder.
Yeah, we know, and you can leave the market in one booming leap. Shit. You leap out of the market
I leap out of a girl named Margaret.
No, you leap out of a market with two bounding leaps into your car and off you go.
That's me. You got it, homeboy. That's what I do.
Okay. Now you're out there, you go to your spread out, and it's a bunch of monkeys and pith help. Jesus.
Yeah. You just don't understand what I do for a living.
For a living?
That's right. That's right. I see it as a living, even though I don't get paid.
Jay Santos is our guest on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk to him about people that back in. Now, let's get to the real part of the discussion that we all want to get to. You guys that do back your cars in are a pain in the ass. What do you think about that?
I told you.
Yes, we know. You think you're a first responder. Do you think people that are not first responders have the right to back in?
I think a person wants to back in and they're not a first responder, I would then at that time and place at that, ask them their credentials. Are you first responder? Like that guy. No, I'm not. I go, why are you backing in? He told me, and he called me an asshole, told me to park it up, left with a trickle of blood or whatever it was.
I don't know. Who said the trickle of blood thing? I don't think it was that guy.
Well, it sounded good anyway.
All right, Jay. Are you going to continue to back in as you?
Of course. I mean, it's one of the most valuable tools that we in law enforcement had to save lives is to be able to go to leap out of the store, with one, two steps, I'm in my car, I floor it, get rubber, peel out. You know about peel out, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I know what peeling out is. So you peel out, you run over some kids, run over an old lady.
I don't think so, but you want to know something, General? If there are casualties, I'm on my way to try to help out a sub-commander who's in trouble.
You mean a man that's trying to spread out or...
Yeah, he's trying to spread out. Yeah, I'll bet he is.
So the guy's trying to spread out or what do you call that? Spread out or move out? Trying to spread or spread out or fade out?
No, it's not called fade out. It's called clear out. You spread out or then you clear out or you fan out.
Yeah, that's it. Fan out. So you call that life and death?
Sometimes, yeah. If you need to fan out. You guys.
Okay, Jay. Well, I'm really happy that we even talked to you about this. People that back in, only first responders should be allowed to do that.
That is exactly correct, Mr. Henry. So I do share your, trepidation.
I don't. I don't think even so-called first responders. If you're a first responder and you know you're going to be called out.
Oh, my God. You don't even think if a life is on the line.
If you know that you're going to be called to some emergency, don't be damn well parking your car in a parking space like that. Anyway, man, you better find some fire lane or something where you can run in, run out. Yeah, what about that? Why don't you park in the fire lane?
I don't park in the fire lane because, hold on. Dot 53. I gotta get going.
Yeah, he's gotta get going because I just asked him a tough question.
Well, you'd ask me no tough question. I just got a call, okay? It's a good thing that I backed in,
Well, where are you?
I'm parked at the substation, come out of Hepcat's house. His wife isn't home, so we were able to use a driveway. But I backed in.
Yeah, well, make sure you bound out there in two steps.
General, someday you're gonna need my help. And when you do...
That's the day that I figure I'm a dead man.
What a dick. Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah, we gotta get going.
All right. I gotta get going, Phil.
All right, Jay. Thanks very much.
You got it. This is Jay Santos. This is Auxiliary Police reporting in.
Jay
Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
What a jackass.
You know, General, someday you can...
All right, thanks a lot, Jay, and thank you. I'm not kidding you. You got that guy on, and Phil, every time you have that guy on the show, you are sending a message to the public at large that this guy's somehow legitimate, and they run, they are,
they're what?
Yeah, that their lives are on the line. Oh, get out of here, man. I'm not kidding you. You're telling people this guy is legitimate, so they're going to rely on the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Jesus H.
Well, I first of all, I'm glad to hear that he doesn't believe everyone should be allowed to back in. I don't think, I agree with you, I don't think anyone should be backing in.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Well, hey, bud, grow the hell up, okay?
Don't talk about back in.
We're not talking about the back in. We're talking about backing in, you ass.
Don't you know the difference, man?
Yeah, but... Hey, look at Bud. Hey, do I got to kick you out of the room and say, hey, it's adult time now. Uh-oh, Bud's here. Better leave.
No.
Okay. So backing the car in, we're all agreed, takes more time than backing it out. People that do it are assholes. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't call them that, Phil. I think it's very, very crude.
All right, I'm sorry. But, you know, Jay is in agreement there, at least.
Yeah, he's not, but he thinks he's a first responder, so he bounds out of the store in Jesus H. Yeah, bounds out in two steps, jumps in his car, peels out just to go and find...
Yeah, goes to hell. He peels out to go out to help out with a fan out.
Right, that's what he just said. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil... Jesus. Bobby Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley talk about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and their appearance on the Oprah show and how that all went down.
Now, who's this?
Bobby Dooley.
Oh, my God. Well...
Well, you should have reported on it.
That's not my beat. The royalty is not my beat.
What?
When I say beat, oh man.
Not talking about that, bud. We're talking about the beat as in a newspaper reporter's beat.
Okay, God.
Dickman, see if you can't get your mind out of a diaper at least for a few seconds, okay?
What does that mean?
You got your head buried in baby dung. We'll be right back.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
You're welcome. Jay Santos, get out of here. Sorry. This is Dale Goose. Tomorrow night on Channel 73, people that back their cars in instead of just driving head in. What's their problem? What's their story? We'll find out with me, Dale Goose, and Get Goosed. Get Goosed with Dale Goose, Channel 73, nightly. Woo! Hi, Arnie Brown at Arnie Brown's Used Cars. Don't you expect guys like me to sound the way I do, to sell you a used car with a whole lot of floral language, telling you about everything that's good about the car and not telling you anything about how it's going to break down and leave you stranded in the middle of the desert with no money? Don't you think that's going to happen? You're absolutely right. Arnie won't lie. He'll sell you garbage. Be sure you've got insurance and a ride home. Arnie Brown's Used Cars, rolling trash at 5116 East Plymouth in downtown Cuckley. Arnie Brown Used Cars, real garbage cans. Thanks for listening. I hope to see you at the lot soon.
Yeah, welcome back to world famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. Now, Mr. Henry.
Thanks a lot, bud. And Bobby and Steve Dooley will join us here to talk about the
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, the interview on Oprah. And, you know, the life and times of the royals, man. It's... I don't know what you call it. Is it a hassle? What it is? I don't know. Bobby, how are you?
Hi, Phil.
So you watched the interview. What'd you think?
Well, I think, like a lot of people, I felt for them. I think what you're dealing with when you're talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is you're looking at two young people. He has memories of his mother, Diana, being hounded and harassed. Into the ground, you know, by the paparazzi, right, Steve?
Yeah, I think that's what it's about.
All right, that's enough. So, what I thought I wanted to listen to their take on how the paparazzi has behaved, and you know, they don't want to be a part of that no more. And
all right, so but you mentioned to me on the phone earlier, Bobby, this whole idea that the royal family seems to be racially uneducated.
Well, I don't know. Here's what they said. Apparently, Princess Markle was told...
Isn't she called something else, you know?
Yeah, she's like Duchess something.
Well, that's... What do you mean, Duchess?
Yeah, she's Princess.
I know... No, she isn't. She's a Duchess. I think she's called a Duchess.
Well, until I get verification for that, I call her Princess Sparkle. Right?
Well, I don't know if that's it.
Whatever her name is.
Bud, look it up.
Okay.
So now I'm getting fact-checked by Bud Dickman?
No, we're just trying to find out the right term.
Yeah, she's the Duchess of Sussex.
The what? Oh
my God.
Yeah, the Duchess of Sussex.
Well, I don't... Is that...
That's what her title is. What do you want from me?
I don't think it comes off sounding all that... The Duchess of... What is it?
It sounds, Mr. Henry, that people could misconstrue if you call her the Duchess of Sussex. It's not Sussex. I understand that.
Why don't you grow up, Dooley?
Excuse me, General. I am protecting the reputation of the princess. That's why we called her Princess Sparkle.
She's not a princess, dude. You're just going to have to get over that. She's a duchess, and she's the Duchess of Sussex. And whatever you think people are going to construe out of that, that's their problem, not yours.
Yes, sir.
Not Mr. Henry.
Well, you know, let's get off this idiotic kick. You don't want to call her the Duchess of Sussex because it sounds suggestive.
We were trying to protect her reputation.
Called her Princess Sparkle, so nobody's calling her the Duchess of Sussex or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, right.
Well, nobody's doing that except you.
I don't know. I heard, like, my eldest son go, oh, hey, Dad, she's called the Princess of Sussex, and things like that.
That's right. When you hear your own children repeat that back to you, Mr. Henry, you realize that you have to step in. And that's when I said, no, she's not the Princess of Suck or Suckit or anything, or Suckage.
That was by my youngest son, Dylan, my young boy, only 12 years old, and he says she's the Princess of Suckage. And I said, you filthy brat, and I had to slap his face. Slapped it several times.
Really? Wasn't that wonderful for you?
Oh my God, you think I enjoyed it?
Yes, sometimes we do enjoy it, but only when we enjoy it because we know we're teaching him a lesson. How would you like it if a child of yours said, is that the Princess of Suckage?
Well, where did he hear that term?
I don't know. I have no idea. And I broke my heart.
Well, you're the one that first used it, Steve.
Well, thanks a lot.
Never mind.
Oh, so that's where the child heard it.
No, no, no.
I heard it from a guy at work, okay? And that's why I used it.
Oh, you heard it from one of your employees. You're the boss.
Yeah, so what? So I'm the boss. I have a lot of guys that work for me that are come from the other side of the track.
A lot of them, and we're not sure, but a lot of them could very well be illegal immigrants, you know?
Not immigrant.
I know.
You don't even know how it's said? You can't pronounce... Nimmigrant?
I said immigrant.
A lot of them have a bad influence on me.
Yeah, that's it, Steve. Blame it on the illegal immigrants that work for you.
I don't have any illegal... I'm saying that a lot of them come from those circumstances at all.
And those are the guys that came in calling her the Princess of Suckage, and you repeated it.
Oh, my God, Mr. Henry, you're almost trying to indict us. We're simply saying that we called her Princess Sparkle to protect our children... from the things what we hear.
You guys are the ones that said it, okay? So don't blame it on other people. And that goes hand in hand, with what it is you want to say. What is this, Bobby, you sent over your notes. The royals believe that any child that Harry and Meghan have will look mixed race, as in the child will look brown.
That was a concern, okay, that they had. I'm not saying it was my... I said they had a concern...
Well, you called it a legitimate concern.
I think it's legitimate only from this standpoint. What are you supposed to do if you're the King of England and you've got red hair and you look at all the pictures of the Kings of England and now here comes a child and all of a sudden, right out of the blue, the child is a cocoa, sort of a cocoa or a chocolate mix?
That's the only problem. Nobody's saying it's bad if the kid's black, but if he's cocoa colored...
If he's cocoa colored... You know, I should have known having you two jackasses doing this report. You know, well, Phil, it's your fault. I like to have the Dooley...
What are you talking about, jackass?
Oh, my wife, Dad.
Look, Dooley, you come on here night after night, year in, year out, with your same dumbass attitudes. The two of you might as well be from England. Both of you have got colonial attitudes.
Oh, well, look at you. You're an American. You're the most racist thing there is, accusing the British. At least the British are true to who they are. If they're afraid of having a cocoa-colored king... That seems legitimate to me. If they're afraid of a king that's cocoa-colored, that seems legitimate.
Yeah, that be illegitimate because look at all the kings they've had.
Yeah, look at all the kings they've had. First of all, we don't know if this kid will be a king, and who cares if he is? Don't you think it's somewhere along the line we kind of get rid of all of this stuff and just accept the fact that this whole world that we live in is filled with all kinds of different colored people, and sooner or later, one of them is going to pop up the King of England, and maybe he ain't going to be Lily White. Huh? My God, Phil.
My wife's very upset.
Hang the goddamn phone.
Was that Bobby?
Yes, it was Bobby.
Phil? Very good.
I gotta tell you, Mr. Ernie, you knocked it out of the park.
I thought it was very good, yes.
Yeah, you did, Mr. Ernie.
All right, well, thanks. I mean, they're hanging up.
Yeah, Bobby? Yeah, you want to go back on the air? She says you gotta apologize.
Apologize for what?
Mr. Ernie says apologize for what? Apologize for what? For making you sound stupid? For making her sound stupid?
No, I won't.
No, he won't. She still wants to come back on the air.
Okay.
I still want to be back on the air, so you're not going to apologize.
No, I'm not.
Well, I came back on the air, and I demand that you apologize for making me look like 100 yards of a standard issue ass!
Wow. You know what, Henry? Why you have those two metal cases on, I have no idea. They are the head of the Western Estates. I get all... The head of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I get it already. I don't know what validity that has. What they...
What did you just say? What validity?
It has this much validity. They've been contributors to the program for a long time. They have attitudes concerning family, suburbia, homeowners associations, home...
What has that got to do with understanding British royalty?
I think they gave us a very valuable take. I think they showed us exactly the way a lot of people in England and America think. A lot of them are probably wondering, gee, a brown-colored king? And I don't even know if this kid's in, like I said.
I don't think he's in line for the succession, you know. Or can you say that?
Yeah, man, succession, you can say.
All right, man, God. Everybody's all pissed off about the Duchess or...
The Duchess, man.
Of Suckage.
Say it again, Dickman.
No, sir.
Say it again. Don't ball your fist up.
Yeah.
All you jokers can sit here and spank it if you want to, but just remember, I was available to do that segment, Phil, and you passed me over for that.
I'm sorry, Margaret. Okay, I'm sorry. I should have...
You're darn well told you are.
Yeah, you got that one out, didn't you?
General...
All right, sorry.
You're darn well told you are.
Yeah, Mr. Gray.
Yeah, Frank, what's up?
I'll tell you what's up. First of all, my wife, I just heard what he said. He's right. You should have had my wife do that segment because he knows more about Markle and Princess Harry than King Tut knows about getting bandaged up and laying in a box. All right, so that's number one. Number two, I forget.
Okay, Frank, thanks very much.
Thank you, Frank. That was very... It didn't help.
Uh-huh.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. God Almighty. And join us again for another show tomorrow.
Don't forget to get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah.